Hey, folks, another episode of Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by the vivacious...
What's up?
Oh, I love you, Othello. You're just the tits, sir.
Thanks, man.
Show site, pfpod.com. My Twitter handle, at Papa's Basement. Othello's at OthelloBT. Find us using any podcast app on the iDevices, and if you do the Droid thing... Find us using Stitcher. I will explain at the end of the episode what the three reasons you might be using a droid. Stick around. I've never used that joke before. I only try to beat it into the ground. This week, we actually spent the majority of the show with Jeff Bauer of another effing podcast with his buddy Izzy. He came on and did a hell of a job, in all honesty. I really enjoyed having him on. He talked about the origins of fantasy football, which Othello and I were discussing. We had no clue that it really predated the internet.
Yeah.
But he went back with it like to the early 80s or some shit.
I almost wanted to be like, are you making that up?
Yeah, seriously, but... we had no idea. Like, he might go back to his show and be like, those dumb fucks, which would be hilarious. But that's about it. We also do our Super Bowl picks. We talk about Deflategate a little bit and Media Day. So without further ado, enjoy the rest of the episode. All right, folks, we promised an interview earlier in the episode, and here it is. We're going to hype it up as much as possible. So you think that we got, like, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need me to be the hype man here?
Yeah, be the hype man.
All right, cool. Throw your hands in the air.
I'm
sorry, I'll stop.
Are there directions for how we should wave them?
No.
Following
that. Yeah, let's cut it short.
Maybe we have Mark Rippon. The Redskins faithful
Over
Mark Rippon.
The fans love that guy.
Yeah, so we're building it up. We're building it up, and our guest is Jeff Bauer.
Jeff Bauer.
Relation of Jack Bauer, a joke that has never been made before. Jeff, what is up, man?
Not much, just trying to keep warm here in sunny Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That's like one of those fake middle America town names you just toss out
Sheboygan.
There. Was there like a show based in Sheboygan? I'm thinking of like Laverne and Shirley or something like that. Where were they?
That was in Milwaukee.
That was Milwaukee. Yeah. I'm close.
All the good stuff happens in Milwaukee. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Of course.
Oh, yes.
The world famous.
That's all we got.
Yeah, that's it. Man.
And Happy Days. Was Happy Days Milwaukee?
I believe so, yes.
All right, look at us. We're savants.
Nice, man.
We are savants. Jeffrey Dahmer and Happy Days. So, Jeff, you are a key part of the Another Effin' Podcast show with Izzy Presley. And Izzy hit me up. We're now online besties because that's how it works in the world of Twitter. It's like, talk to me two times and be like, hey, I like your show. Can I be on it in some way, shape, or form? And I'm like, well, sure. But that's how hard it is. And he said, you are like the football guru of the show. And again, it's a slow week here, so it couldn't have come at a better time. Like, if it was a real week, I would have been like, yeah, I'll still have you because I've nothing better. But yeah, it was a sluggish week, so you're manna from the gods right now, man. Come on, tell us what you do on the show exactly, and then we'll get into the football talk for the week.
Yeah, I'm mainly the fantasy football contributor for the show. I've known Izzy for a long time, since second grade. We grew up together, and it's funny because I've been doing fantasy football since 1988.
Did it exist, like, seriously back? Was that, like, just geeks with VHS tapes and clipboards analyzing? Like, how did it work back then?
What's funny is the internet wasn't around at all. And this company put out this Fantasy Football Digest every year.
Uh-huh.
And the first book I ever got, the number one rated player that year, was a guy by the name of Dalton Hilliard, who played for the New Orleans Saints.
I wish I could say that I knew that name, but good Lord, no.
If you actually do a Google search on him, you look at some of his first few years, he put up impressive numbers.
I thought you were going to say he got like shot by a mistress like Steve McNair style.
No.
Oh, yeah, running back for the Saints till 93.
Oh, tight. Okay.
Yeah, he went to LSU.
Yeah, he's got 1,400 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
He's killing it. Yeah.
I think all three of us talking have him beat. Poor Dalton.
That's horrible. Maybe we can get a trending topic. Where is Dalton Hilliard going? But yeah, we started doing it. It's just that, like, football was a sport back when we started watching it. It's a lot different than it is now. And there was a lot less scoring. There was much more. When I first started playing, you only got points for touchdowns.
Okay.
So there's no passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards, any of that stuff. And I've watched it evolve. I've watched it go from where these kids in high school and people are laughing at us for doing fantasy football to those same people that made fun of me want to be in the league that I'm in every year.
That's a bit of comeuppance.
Last laugh.
Exactly.
Jeff does.
Yeah, so it's been one of those things that, you know, it's the invoke thing to do now. And
it's huge.
I love it.
No.
I still love it. I love the one-week fantasy leagues that they have on, like, FanDuel and some little sites like that, which, you know, it's not an easy ball, because I don't know how that's legal. Isn't it gambling, technically?
Are those the things that, like, they play and they're like, and Steve from Detroit won $300,000 this one week?
Dude, every week Floyd Mayweather will be like, join my fantasy, whatever it's called, grand prizes, 10 Gs or whatever.
Yep.
So he gets, like, all these people to join in. I don't know how he profits off of it.
Jeff, does he get a cut off that? You seem like the expert on this.
Well, what happens is you pay a fee each week, or the week that you want to do it, and then it's a system where you get a certain amount of money into your account, and you build your team for the week with that. Like, you can't have, you know, like, Peyton Manning.
Why would you want him?
Well, going forward, yeah, of course, but you can't have all the best players, so you have to kind of...
You have a limited budget, not to out-nerd you. It's like distributing a set amount of points for a D&D character stats.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy to calm down.
I actually did pretty good on them this year.
Mm-hmm.
And just for that reason, I had to go out and buy an Odell Beckham jersey because he won me a few weeks of that in the pool that I was in, because that guy just had an amazing year.
He was almost like the Josh Gordon story of this year. Like, did he not even... Was he a full 16 games even, or no?
No.
Yeah.
I think he started in week four.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And just killed it.
And he knows what the fans want. Like, when he was at the Pro Bowl, he was out there catching one-handed catches, kicking 45-yard field goals. And it was funny because him and J.J. Watt actually kicked 45-yard field goals when Vinatieri couldn't even do that in the game.
That's wild.
Which I thought was odd because they had the narrow field goals for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, they're trying out, because that's like, they're thinking, for those that don't know, they're thinking of narrowing the goalpost during the regular season, right? Am I wrong on this? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think that'll happen, you know, because I don't know why they're trying to take the extra point away so much. You know, you can always go for the two-pointer if you really want to, you know.
They're just doing everything they can to get to ruin the game of football for
you
people.
You know, if it doesn't make sense logically, it might be a gambling thing. Like, no joke, I wonder if it goes back to Vegas.
Well, everything with football, ultimately, you know, you look at fantasy football, you look at the betting, that's a big reason why football is so popular.
Absolutely, and it's, in essence, baby gambling, right? I mean, it's like gambling you participate in, you build a team, but it's still somewhat gambling. Am I completely wrong on that?
It is, and I think it's going to be something that people are going to look into and go, oh, you know, it's we really shouldn't be doing this. Because if you drop $25 on it and you're hoping to win 100 or 200, it's still gambling. It's no different than playing the slots or anything. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You have a little bit more of a guarded risk if you know what you're doing. But with the internet now, fantasy football has become a lot easier for a lot of people.
Yeah. Or if you listen to Jeff Bauer, because that's just ringing the ATM. That man knows it all. See how I sell this stuff, man?
Yeah. You don't have to know anything. I think a girl, like one of my buddies'
girlfriends, you hear that? A girl
won the league this year, and she. She didn't watch any of the games. She just picked the most popular, the players who scored the most points.
And I hate that.
Yeah, it was pretty infuriating.
Probably, like, didn't even pull the quarterback the week he was sitting, stuff like that.
She did a lot of that, a lot of playing inactive players. But she won, so that's how it is now.
Does that infuriate you, Jeff? Like, does that hurt your soul when you hear about that happening as a fantasy football expert?
No, but when you do lose to people like that, and they start people that run the bye week, but then they have a guy who scores like 48 points.
Yeah.
It is kind of frustrating, you know, because you put time into it. you research into it. But the one thing you realize is, I always tell people this, in fantasy football, it's better to be lucky than be good.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't touch it, in all honesty, because I never want to have to like root for a Dallas Cowboy or one of the Seahawks or a Patriot. Like anytime I'm like, yeah, Brady, that's my man.
Well, dude, it gives you some, like, Jeff, John and I are both Redskins fans, unfortunately. So year in and year out, we have nothing to root for, nothing to be happy for. We're just depressed for 16 weeks straight. So being a fantasy football player and a strong supporter of a crappy team in real life, it gives you something to look forward to every weekend. Like this past year was my first time playing fantasy football in a little while.
Really?
And I saw myself like actually enjoying the games because, you know, players who I was actually playing on my team were doing well and this, and it gave me some sort of sense of pride that I don't normally have watching the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, it's but you guys have been pretty lucky. I'm a Vikings fan. I'm originally from Minnesota. And you guys have been
I can't hear
Super
it. Continue.
Yeah, yeah, you know? You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were a Green Bay fan originally, so
I guess you
feel the pain.
Oh, my second favorite team in the NFL is any team that's playing the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, so we can just like jack it to what the Seahawks did last week for the last 10 minutes of the interview.
Oh, I was on my Facebook page I was posting all these pictures and stuff like that, you know, and because I live in Wisconsin, it's fun to really egg them on because Packer fans are very self-righteous fans.
Of course.
They own the team, don't you know?
Oh, that is such a joke. I mean, I have one of those shares, and it's just like, when you talk to people about that, it's like, oh, I own the team. Don't even put it on their Facebook page.
Do you have like one of those
Green Bay Packers?
You have one of those framed shares? Like if I were a Vikings fan and I had a framed Green Bay share, like, I would just smear feces on it and, like, take pictures of my dick against it and then send it to my friends who are Packers fans. But that's me.
No, it's actually a gift I got from my son, who was born here in Wisconsin. He likes the Packers, so.
Oh, so what you're saying is you failed to raise him correctly.
Exactly. And, like I said, with you guys with the Redskins, I mean, I remember growing up liking the Redskins when they had, like, John Riggins, and they had, what were the Smurfs or whatever their receivers were? The short guys.
I don't remember.
Is that what they called them?
I remember the Hogs, yeah, when I was a wee tot. Who was
they were
it?
Good.
Who's it? Gary Clark, Art Monk, and Christ, who's the third? What a queer I am. Continue, Jeff, continue.
No, it's they just had some really good teams, and like I said, unfortunately, they went down the RG3 road, and I don't know how
it's so sad
out.
Just like Othello was saying, now the only thing I can hope for is like by week 14, like maybe a rabbit will run on the field and I'll see like a hawk pick him off. I'm like, that was cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is funny is like you go back like 2 years when RG3s or 3 years when his rookie season was,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking at the end of that season, okay, you had RG3 had a great year, Colin Kaepernick had a great year, and Russell Wilson has a great year. And I look at those three, and Russell Wilson is in, you know, the Super Bowl for the second year in a row. And I know this sounds kind of stupid to say, but he's probably the most overrated quarterback that
Russell
I've
Wilson.
Seen come along in the last set. Yes. He can't make reads to save his life. He throws up these bombs. Like, you know, that Green Bay game, it was like, what was going on? I was watching that. I'm like, is this even happening right now?
Well, here's the thing. It all depends on how God is feeling the day he's playing.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's going to throw 4 interceptions.
for those that didn't know, Russell Wilson, the day after the game, apparently said he threw 4 picks because God wanted to make things exciting.
Yeah.
That is a direct quote.
Do you think he was serious or do you think he was just joking around?
I don't think he jokes around when he talks about
I did not realize, I did not realize, Othello and I talked about this last week, I had no idea he was so running deep with the J-Man, like, until that game ended, and you're like, where's Russell Wilson, and he's having, like, a prayer circle,
dude,
and then he gets up and he's weeping, I'm like, holy ass, all right, this just got real.
It's real, yeah, man. It's one thing to credit, like, religion for your, for a victory, or for, mm-hmm. For your, good play on the field, but it's completely backwards to say that you didn't do well because that's what God wanted.
I guess
I've never heard that before.
God's plan was also to have Golden Tate plug his wife because whoever replaced Golden Tate was obviously a better receiver, I guess.
Well, Golden Tate, he's a weird case that he got into it with both Russell Wilson and
Percy.
I can't think of his name now. Percy Harvin, yeah.
Yeah.
And but if you watch the Pro Bowl, like Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman were like hamming it up with Golden Tate like never before.
Really?
And Richard Sherman is even talking about, God, we wish we still had you on your team and stuff like that. And I'm going, wow, you know, like it was kind of, because there's really two different Seattle teams. There's the defensive side in Marshawn Lynch, and then there's the offense. Hmm. And they kind of, it's almost like they're two different teams, because the defense carries, they have an excellent defense. It's going to go down as one of the better ones. And they know, they use no performance enhancing drugs on that defense. You know, it's like I was telling Izzy the other day, it's like Cam Chancellor, did you guys see that when he was jumping over, when they kicked two field goals and he was jumping over the line? Like when he went to the sidelines, he should have been drug tested.
Like, yeah, I thought that was the Seattle secret. Don't they just drink liquid crack before the games? Like, are they the most drugged out team there is?
He didn't even, it didn't even look human. Yeah, I mean, it was just like, and even the people were looking at him like, did that just happen? Because he timed it perfectly. And then he just leaped. I mean, I've seen guys jump on people's backs and get over there, and that's illegal now in the NFL.
To do it twice in a row is mind-blowing.
That was something special, but who are you guys rooting for this week? Because this is kind of the two fan bases and the two teams that everybody hates.
Oh, dude, anybody but Seattle is the way I see it. And it's the fact that you brought up the comparison between Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson and RG3 is interesting, because honestly, it's kind of a selfish reason, but the main reason that I don't want to see Russell Wilson win another Super Bowl is because it makes RG3 and the Redskins and everyone who backed the guy and fell in love with him look even worse than we do now. You know, the fact that he's borderline considered bust, and Russell Wilson, the guy from the same draft class, is on his way to winning a second Super Bowl. It's just, I don't think my heart can take it.
I mean, both were third rounders though, so it's not. I'm with Othello on this, dude. Like, Seattle's success directly, it's almost like an affront. They're like the dark side of the Redskins, except like the rest of the league would see us as Seattle's dark side. It was like that year one with RG3. We play them in the postseason, lose. RG3 rips his knee. It's such a spectacular loss. You forget every ounce of the success they had that year. And then they've gone on to win a little game called the Super Bowl the next year, and they're in it again. Yeah. And the Redskins have imploded. So the Redskins do have, I feel, if you're in the D.C. area, you do have a special hatred for Seattle. That said, I'm also a God-fearing man, so I hate the Patriots as well. it could only, if it were Dallas versus the Patriots, could I maybe hate it more.
Yeah.
But it is one unlikable ball of ass, man. I'm not looking forward to it.
I used to hate the Patriots, but I've come to almost admire them in the sense that they don't really care about the cheating.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Belichick is going to do, and I think every team is kind of jealous of that coach, because say what you want about Belichick, he's a smart guy. He finds these little loopholes, these little things that give his team an edge. And, like, I'd never heard about overinflating or underinflating a ball until the last couple of weeks.
Right. Or even the ineligible receiver thing.
Yeah, it's Baltimore was all pissed. I think this whole thing started because Baltimore was so pissed from losing. And they started looking into all this shit. And the Colts kind of like, yeah, they did it, but, you know, they beat us pretty bad. It wasn't because of balls.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, this game is going to be an interesting game. I think New England wins this one fairly easily.
Really?
That was my one prediction, too. Like, no joke. I was like, I think New England slams it. I could
really?
Be wrong. Yeah.
Where are you guys getting this from?
I'm dumb. Like, yeah, that's really. I felt that Denver would win it too until Peyton's first play from scrimmage was a safety, And then I was like, how quickly can we stop watching this game because this is over?
It's going to be a long day, yeah.
I've never seen a game where the first play, I'm like, this is all done. We don't have to play the rest out.
The other thing about, yeah, about Skins fans and well, intelligent Skins fans, which is like, I don't know, 7%, and the Seattle Seahawks is the Seahawks have been the reason that the Redskins postseason has ended abruptly for like, I don't know, maybe 10 years straight now or something like that. Like every time we
the Sean Taylor run
of
dude.
Getting, you know, a wild card game, the Seahawks just destroy us. Even when Sean Alexander got a concussion, like the first series of a game, I think it was like in 08, the Seahawks just remind the Skins that they're not really on the same same level as the rest of the NFL's elite. So that's another reason that we have a problem with the Seahawks doing well, is because it's just, I don't know, man, it hurts so bad.
Well, plus you got to remember, Seahawks fans for the most part are utter idiots. Like, these guys, I've been a Seahawks fan, and we've been sold out stadiums since forever. And it's like, that's such a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, the Seahawks have really only been good since around the time Matt Hasselbeck was there. And then they went to the Super Bowl that year, and then Pete Carroll came, and they've been pretty good since then. I remember a lot of the shitty Seahawks teams.
Oh, yeah.
And people have a tendency to, you know, my whole thing is like, with Packer fans, like, I was getting an argument with a guy at work, and he's like, I'm a huge Packer fan. I've been a Packer fan for 20 years. And I'm like, oh, so you mean when Brett Favre started playing for them? Okay, that's good, because they used to suck.
Yeah, wasn't it like Bart Starr and then just suck for 20-something years and then Favre?
Oh, it was horrible. And, you know, when you got Brett Favre and then your next quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, you're going to win some football games. You're going to have some good teams, but it's really a hobby of mine, hating them and their fans. I hate their fans more than I hate the actual team. You know, because I respect the team, but some of these fans, like, they have this local radio show called The Fan, and people were actually calling up, and this is legit, guys. People were calling up saying, do you think there's any chance, like, the NFL is going to come down in New England, and they would put the Packers in the Super Bowl instead of New England?
Out of here.
I heard equally creepy stuff where people were like, in the wake of Ballgate, because everything's gate, yeah, if it's right, a scandal, do you think that the NFL will make the Colts and the Ravens play? Like, where?
I'm sure.
What sort of weird fantasy jerking is taking place where people, like, I don't know what it would take. Like, Tom Brady and half of the team would have to, like, murder a bus full of, like, mentally challenged kids or something. And maybe then yeah, the Patriots wouldn't get to play.
Yeah, well, it's just stupid because, for one, there's no way that would happen. The Super Bowl's on Sunday. And it's just funny because, like, people get really bent out of shape about it. And, like, I had Packer fans that got bent out of shape about the refereeing when I was talking about the game. But they were okay with the Dez Bryant play, where that was ruled not a touchdown, even though it was ruled a touchdown first. And not a touchdown, but a completed pass. Mm-hmm. And it's usually what works out for you as a fan, you know? If things go your way...
No, we're such babies. We really are.
Yeah, it's... but I tell you, I don't know if you guys saw any of the media day that was going on today, but Rob Gronkowski at media day was definitely worth the price of admission.
Oh, what did he... Did he do any more, like, Yo Soy Fiesta stuff, or...?
No, but, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but, like, he was hooking up with this porn star for a while last year, the year before.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? BB Jones, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Like how I pretended I had to search for it.
Yeah, it's like you have pictures of her on your cell phone. Yeah, BB Jones. And but she wrote an erotic novel about Gronkowski. Oh, I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
No.
And he was reading chapters out of it during media day.
About, like, him just hammering her?
Yeah, like, didn't get too graphic or anything, you know? And
not go, like, for it. This one doesn't air on the actual local airwaves. You can do whatever, man.
And, you know, it's just like, say what you want about Rob Gronkowski, the guy is freaking hilarious.
No, I love, like, he is the one thing I love on that team.
And I think he's going to be the major factor against Seattle because you watch Green Bay play against Seattle, Seattle's secondary is really good, obviously. And it's hard to get in the end zone against those guys, but Gronk is a little different. He's got the speed of the wide receiver, and he's got the girth of a tight end, almost an offensive lineman. And he's going to create a lot of problems for them because Richard Sherman is banged up. Earl Thomas is banged up. I mean, the thing is, I think they're going to end up putting Cam Chancellor and Gronkowski most of the game. And that takes away their whole defensive strategy of they like to play Cam Chancellor up on the line of scrimmage so he can stop the run. He's really good in that term. He's not as good in pass coverage as he is up at the line.
Mm-hmm.
If they put him on Gronk, that means they're taking away one of their guys away from the line of scrimmage, which you're going to see a lot of short dump-off passes from Brady to his numerous wide receivers that he has. And then you're going to see Blunt run the ball for he's going to have 100, 120 yards rushing on Sunday.
Dang.
I mean, they're going to control the clock.
You guys are giving me a reason to watch the Super Bowl here. I thought I was going to just sit in front of the TV with my eyes closed for 3 hours.
But, and the one thing what you want about Belichick, you know, he doesn't come unprepared to games, especially when he's got 2 weeks to. And I think this, I think he's kind of laughing about this whole ballgate thing. And, you know, it's funny, like Richard Sherman was saying, you know, like, you know, no one's going to do anything to the Patriots because, you know, Bob Kraft and Roger Goodell are best friends.
Yep.
Which there's a lot of truth to that, you know? And even their owner came out and said, we better get an apology after they do their study to find out because we weren't doing anything wrong. And the Patriots are so adamant that they didn't do anything wrong. It's like, it's really kind of funny, you know? And
basically, every celebrity scientist out there, Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, has come out and said, what Bill Belichick was saying was not true.
Total lie. Yeah.
Here's the real situation, and they just pretend like they don't even there's no factual truth to what they're saying. It's awesome, actually. It's kind of amazing that they are so confident and sure of themselves that anything else is irrelevant.
They are the New England Patriots, so they are talking about a franchise that was morbid for a lot of years.
Right.
Like, and ever since they got Brady and Belichick, and I mean, the thing that kills me about Belichick is people talk about coaching genius, how he's this and how he's that. Wasn't he the coach for the Cleveland Browns? He was horrible.
But, dude, let's be honest, Lombardi could come back from the grave and coach for the Browns, and he would go 2-14 and be done. I mean, that's a Redskins-esque franchise.
Manziel was the quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you for the most part. I think it's also a testament to like how important it is to have a good GM in place, a good owner, and all that.
People who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Basically. No, I have a question with you guys being big Redskins fans.
McLuhan?
Why haven't we killed ourselves?
Was Jay Gruden trying to get himself fired during the year?
Oh, my God.
Like, purposely?
That was a rumor for like and a thought for at least some parts of the year, and then like the last 2 weeks when it's like all of his other quarterbacks are injured and Bob G3 is back. It's like this whole time I was just breaking him down to build him up, man. Like I don't know where the bullshit stops at this point.
Jeff, I assume you're saying that because of the handling of the quarterbacks.
Well, just the way he talked about RG3, I've never seen that from a coach like to the media. Like, basically saying he doesn't know how to drop back and read a defense and throw the ball.
Yeah, it was weird,
like,
man.
That was odd to me, you know, and
I feel like it was him trying to assert his dominance and role in the locker room. And, you know, so many people who have come before him just kind of kowtowed to whatever the higher-ups request. So I feel like it may have been him trying to, you know, say this is my team and I'm gonna handle it the way I want to, but he just went back and forth so much that it was kind of hard to understand what was going on.
Well, I think too, like the situation, like in the beginning of the year when Jay Gruden was coming out and saying stuff about RG3, like the owner Daniel Snyder was standing behind him,
mm-hmm.
You know, like saying, you know, this is our coach, you know, we're gonna follow what he wants and which direction we're going. So he didn't really stand behind RG3 for the first time. But what I think really happened in that situation is the GM for the Redskins, who's it, Bruce Allen?
Yeah, slash president slash Snyder's best friend.
But who do we just get?
McLuhan.
The Alki. Okay.
And I think he told Daniel Snyder, okay, we're going to hire this Jay Gruden guy. I think Daniel Snyder thought he said John Gruden.
That's a Snyder-esque hire.
Do it. Do it right away.
Oh, he's a big name. Give him
I don't want to hear anything else. Just do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's on South Park 4 weeks later.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. See,
you know, and
people thought Redskins fans would be annoyed by that. I think every Redskins fan I'm friends with thought it was hilarious that South Park was just demolishing Snyder and the Redskins organization.
I mean, I think we are getting to a point, though, where I'm not an Indian, so I don't take offense to that. But was this a problem in the 80s?
Right.
Like, why are we hearing about this now?
It's weird, right? It's like all of a sudden everybody's offended by everything.
Well, like Mike Carey, who used to be a referee for the NFL, but he was a skinny black guy, and he said he quit refereeing because he wouldn't call any Redskins games.
I'm sure.
Like, he told the NFL officiating crew, he said, I'm not going to do any Redskins game because I'm against that, you know? But the funny thing is like, he's horrible at his new job on CBS, like, horrible. Like, he'll look at a call and he'll go, oh, that'll get reversed, and then it's not the same call. It's like, what?
I noticed that, too. Have you noticed that, John? Everything he says is wrong.
Oh, is he the CBS version of the Fox asshole, Mike
Pereira?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh.
I don't like that guy just because he's a stooge for the NFL. Like, any call they make in a game is a correct call.
Right.
Well, not just that. It's like when he gets it wrong, and then you know they'll call it another way. He couldn't backtrack faster. Fucking Michael Jackson is in awe of how that man walks backwards.
You know, and what I would like to see on all the broadcasting teams next year is the guy who's like the Madden Bowl champ every year should be a broadcaster, because he can give a little more insight than these hooligans can. Like, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, it's like, seriously?
No, dude.
Like, it's horrible.
Are you all right, man? Are you gonna live long enough to see Sunday's game?
I hope. I've been dealing with allergies for the last couple weeks.
It's cold out there in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
in Sheboygan.
What, do you have a snow allergy? I'm puzzled.
We don't have a lot of snow, but the weather's changed a lot. Like, one day it'll be 20 degrees, and the next day it'll be like 50.
Oh, you mean it isn't just the D.C. area that has weird weather? I thought we had that cornered.
No, I think the whole country kind of has crap.
Yeah, I hate when people are like, you know what they say about Nebraska weather? I'm like, is it like what they say about Virginia weather? Because I bet it is.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess right here.
It's like, unless you live in fucking Florida, you probably have weather patterns that change.
Yeah, and then you have those friends like Izzy, who lives out in California, and likes to post every fucking day that it's 80 degrees out and sunny.
Oh, God. I hope a Gila monster or whatever bites his ballsack.
Where in California does he live?
He lives in L.A.
Oh, well, I mean, he's got his own things. He has to deal with, like, that ridiculous traffic that doesn't even compare to anything else around the world. Have you driven in L.A.? It's crazy.
I have.
I actually think ours is worse, but no. I haven't done a lot of time out there. I did 1 week, and I was like, I think D.C. has you beat.
I had to do a conference for work, like, this was like 2 years ago, out in LA, and like, I got off the plane and like, the cab driver was driving us to our hotel, and I literally thought I was in Mexico. I'm not even joking. I'm not trying to make a joke here, but like, every sign, like, whether it would be for McDonald's or any billboard, was all in Spanish.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans out there.
Before. There is, but it's like, isn't that kind of weird? You know, isn't it supposed to be the other way around? Like, they come here and they assimilate to our culture.
I like the slant the show has just taken.
Yeah. Let's keep going. How much more time you got?
Let's just go hardcore talk, yeah.
This show is brought to you by Taco Bell. I mean, it's just weird, you know, when you go out there. It's a beautiful, it's a fun place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there, though.
Yeah, they're definitely.
I give props that people can do it, and
I'm ugly enough by DC standards. I don't need to go there and be even more ugly. So
you know what, though?
Yeah.
there's so many hot women out there. I mean, it doesn't matter really what you look like. I'm sure you could score a few.
I think they're all hot but bitchy. Actually, we should both defer to Othello over here. He lived out there for like 3-4 months or how long?
I gave it like, a little longer than that, like 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah, before I ran out of money. It's easy to get depressed out there because you see, like, I was working at a restaurant, you know, trying to work on a friend's movie. And every morning when I would open the restaurant, I would have to sweep the cigarette butts outside and put all the sugar packets in the right spot. And without a doubt, I would see at least one or two Rolls Royces, Maseratis or whatever driving past me as I'm sweeping up trash from the night before. It was a hard place to hang on to my pride. But it was a learning experience. I'll say that it was, I gained something from,
tail out there?
I mean, it's decent. I wouldn't say that every chick out there is hot. Here's the problem is that every chick out there who's hot is in the wants to be in the entertainment industry. So they think that they, are an actress and they think they're one role away from being the next Angelina Jolie. So they do have ridiculously, high opinions of themselves out there. Just cause I think that is the environment that they live in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to even like have a discussion with somebody unless you're a producer for Michael Bay or something like that.
Or you lie that you are.
That's true. Yeah. Good lie.
Michael Bay has a producer, seriously?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably. I don't know.
You could just say his gopher and still get blown, probably.
That's true.
Oh, you can just say you're some agent, you know?
Yeah, but then they Google me, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the internet has ruined people's opportunities to lie.
Just
like
make a fake WordPress.
Yeah,
right. Saying you're an agent.
Yeah, I mean, before the internet, I would have told everybody I was, you know, Adam Sandler or whatever, you know? But now, man, you can't get away with anything.
Yeah, that is true. I wonder how that affects, like, I know that it's hurt people, like, guys that are married and stuff, like, cheating on their wives and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Everything's on record.
And, you know, it's funny, like, you look at the internet and you hear, I was watching it, I don't know if you guys have Netflix or not, but they have this show on there called The United States Story of Secrets, I believe it was.
For a second, I thought you meant if us guys in D.C. had it, and I wanted to tear into you like, you dumb F, it's national. And then I realized you just meant
Netflix
if we subscribed. Continue.
You guys have Netflix, wow.
I brought it to a crashing halt. I thought that was funny, and it's just, I'm dumb.
And, but they talk about, like, how, I don't know if you guys ever remember, you live in Washington, so you probably stay up to politics a little bit, but you remember that Edward Snowden guy?
Yeah.
When he took asylum in Russia and stuff like that? It's basically about how that all came with the NSA, and, like, they were showing, like, how, like, the U.S. government actually filters stuff off of the fiber optics of Google and Yahoo and companies like that to get all your information, all your emails and stuff like that.
Good. Yeah. Enjoy a lot of deceptively shot dick pics. That's all you're getting, buddy.
Well, you know, and they're like, they know your Google search history, and I'm like, oh, they're going to find a lot of good porn sites.
I mean, exactly.
I don't know what, else they're going to find. So it's just, it's funny.
What is it called? It's United States what?
United States of Secrets.
I'm gonna check that out. Definitely, so I can worry more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I like to kind of, I'm kind of that conspiracy theory guy. Like when I watch a game, and let's say the Vikings are playing and they get beat 45-7 by like the Patriots or something, I'm all about the referees totally fucked us over in that game.
Right. It wasn't Christian Ponder.
We would have won. You know, because, you know, we were playing good, and, I always used to pull the old, you know, if Adrian Peterson would have been playing this year, we would have made the playoffs. That's just what you do as a fan. If you truly love your team, I don't care if you're going to get the number one draft pick in the NFL, you still think your team's going to win.
Yeah.
You know, when you're playing on a daily basis, and the Vikings actually gave a lot of good hope this year. They didn't have a bad team for how many rookies they had playing.
No, so. And who's the quarterback again? Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Yeah.
He didn't look horrible. I'll give you that.
He did all right versus the Skins.
Ugh. I'll
tell you that.
Yeah.
If you love anything, you'll make excuses for it. Like, you know, I will probably be going to Burger King after this, and I'm going to tell myself that I will work it off this week, but I won't, you know. But that's the excuse I'm making for a double Whopper with cheese.
You promise to vomit it up when you get home.
Yeah, right.
You won't.
Yeah. Be too late by then.
You know, it's bad when, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard those books, like, called Eat This and Not That. And I subscribe to them because they have good, like, places to go and eat bad but not as bad as you could type of deals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have, like, on my Facebook page, you know, they'll have, like, make sure you don't eat this when you go to Burger King and like or McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever. And every time that I open that up, I'm like, I had that yesterday.
Too late. Maybe
why
next time.
I subscribe to this page, you know? It's just like, you know, and it's kind of funny, but, you know, we've become a very healthy but non-healthy nation, I guess you could say. Like, we're more concerned about how to lose weight and how to look good, but yet we don't really care what we eat.
No, but so my mom is the poster child of that. She's like, I brought home so much in the way of low-fat cookies. These granola bars only have 150 calories. It's all shit.
Yeah.
But it's like low-calorie processed food shit.
Gluten-free.
So yeah.
Gluten-free pizza.
Oh, she's so big on that.
Everyone's got celiac disease now.
Yeah, exactly. Something like 0.001% of the population had.
When someone tells me that, I know to not take anything they say after that seriously. I'm like, oh, cool, you have celiac disease? And in my mind, I'm like,
it's like
stop
saying
listening.
They believe in the Illuminati.
Right.
Is that a real thing? Because I heard doctors say that that's more of a made-up thing.
I heard of, like, one chick in the day back in, like, 2002 when I was getting, like, IM pussy. And she said she had it. So, like, I kind of believe her because it's before, like, you could just go on Pinterest and be like, pin celiac disease, and that's that.
I've never farted around with Pinterest. What is that even?
It's a site for girls.
It's like fantasy football for girls.
Really?
It's I think it's 78% female.
I'm shocked it isn't in the 90s, and I'm not saying that like to be funny.
Yeah, I mean it's don't even bother. Don't even waste any real estate in your mind worrying about it or trying to figure it out because it makes no sense. But girls love it.
No, it's. For like pinning recipes and like fashion
quotes.
Stuff. Yeah. I've almost wanted to make an account just to stalk like chicks I wanted to fuck in the day. And like they've deleted their Facebooks and Twitters, but they still have a Pinterest. And I'm like, am I gonna do this? And then I come and I'm like, next time.
See, you know, Facebook irritates me in the fact that like people like this literally happened to me and this probably wasn't the best moment in my life. There was this guy I thought was a total dick in high school, and he requested me on Facebook.
For fantasy football tips. How the cookie crumbles.
No, just as like for a friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I replied back to him, dude, I didn't fucking like you 18 years ago. Why would I like you now?
Oh, my God.
That's hardcore.
What did he say?
And he replied back, oh, I've changed a lot. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know, it's just like, but like Facebook has almost become like, you know how enamored people are with like reality TV shows? It's almost become a reality TV show for yourself. Like, I'm going to post a picture of a hamburger I had for lunch today. I'm going to see how many people like it. It's like.
Yeah, we were just talking about that actually on the regular Papa's Basement show about an hour ago. It's just like. It's allowed people to make a cult of me around themselves. Everyone's like this tiny little celebrity unto themselves now.
Incessant humble bragging is what it is. It's just
disguising
bragging as wanting to share information with people. It's, you know, every post I see by any girl I knew from high school is infuriating.
They don't even brag about good things, too. Like, I coaxed a whole pint out of his cock. I'd be like, oh, bravo, honey. Nothing good.
Yeah, that would be interesting, like, if you actually had posts of girls that you wanted to, like, I think, you know how they have the status on Facebook?
Yeah.
And you know how, like, you'll get some of that friend requests and everything like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the statuses should be, like, you know, it's hard sometimes to know what they're doing in life, but there should be a checkbox that they either have to check or uncheck that says single DTF on it.
That's just so true. You know if you should keep him on your friends list or not.
Yeah, it kind of gives you an idea. It's like, you know, they friend request, you know, you look, you know, oh, she's got 8 kids and has been married for 20 years. Okay, we're gonna extra out as a friend.
She's unhappily taken, though. She selected unhappily taken. There's a chance.
Yeah, a good move that I recommend that any of my friends do is the instant you see a girl post an engagement ring on her feed, go ahead and just delete her from your friends list, because there's no point in being friends with her anymore.
Oh, I was so frustrated by one a couple days ago because, like, it was just enough. There's no relationship status. And every, like, 6 months, you'd see a picture with a guy. And you're like, is that the same asshole? Like, I don't know. Like, you almost want to go through, like, forensic files, like, use facial recognition stuff. Yeah. And you're like, I think it's the same guy. He's a beard here. Maybe he doesn't. And then finally, yeah, it was like, I'm engaged. And I'm like, yes, you are off my feet now.
I will see you never.
Well, it's funny, too, because I think a lot of people hold on to their youth, you know, and especially people, you know, that it's funny because you see, like, a lot of strife happens because of Facebook, like a lot of divorces, a lot of broken relationships and stuff. So that's been good for a lot of people, you know. It's definitely helped keep divorce lawyers in business.
I
don't know if they ever had an issue before, but, you know, it's...
It just shows you how horrible people are, that they weren't fucking around just because they didn't have options.
Yeah.
But now they do, and they can't get their dick in something else fast enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're using the social medium to its best, you know, and it was funny because I don't know if you guys ever watched the Shark Tank show that's on ABC, you know, where they have their little investments and everything.
Yeah, with Mark Cuban.
There was a guy on there, this was like a couple years ago, there was a guy on there who created an app for the phones that basically would switch the numbers you called with this app, so when your wife looked at the phone, it'll be like your work phone number.
Oh my god! That's crazy.
The guys were like seriously, like Cuban was like offended. He's like, so basically, this is a tool for guys who are cheating, and they're like, yeah, that's our target market. And they're like, well, you're not going to sell this, and I'm like,
yeah, we're not all rich. Now? We can't assassinate the women we sleep with and have their corpses disposed of, Mark. All right, Jeff, who are you picking for the Super Bowl? Let's get a touch of analysis, and then please plug your show again that you do with Izzy.
This week, it's definitely going to be the Patriots. I see it being like a 31-20 game. Fairly close in the first half, because it always seems the Super Bowl, they got that jitters in the beginning of the game, you know? And then they're going to see Katy Perry bounce around at halftime, and the guys will be extremely happy.
I want to care about... No, I don't. What am I saying? I want to not care, and I slightly care because she has tits like I don't know what. Is there anything... I mean, I know we've all cooled off on her a little, and she's, like, not the freshest thing on earth anymore.
Yeah.
Is there anything more fuckable than her all done up?
Dude, no.
Thank you.
I can't... No, I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh.
Because she... The fact that she married Russell Brand, and now she's dating that... Have you seen that rapper she's dating? His name is... Why don't you go ahead and Google Riff Raff?
Oh, my God. I know about him.
Yeah, dude.
She's doing that?
Yeah, man. They dressed up like Justin and Britney on the red carpet for, like, the VMAs or something. And, yeah, so she's taking him seriously enough to be in a relationship with... So I have no patience for Katy Perry. Get the hell out of here. Why is she doing the Super Bowl halftime show? Like, who watches the Super Bowl and wants to see, like, it doesn't make sense.
No, they cater every aspect other than the game. They skew as far from a regular football audience as they can.
That's true.
To keep who they can.
They don't realize that 16-year-old girls who go and watch Katy Perry perform, they're not going to stick around to see Gronk catch a 60-yard pass.
No, like, the instant the commercials are off, they're buried in their phone.
Ugh, God.
Now I'm just depressed.
Well, they try to make football now a sport for everybody. You know, when it used to be, you know, I hate to say this, but it was just for men, you know? And, you know, you wouldn't hear a lot of women, you know, like wives sitting down watching football. Now that's like, they're very into it and stuff like that because the NFL has catered to them. And I think a lot of the rule changes, you know, are doing that because they're wanting, you know, kids to play football. And, you know,
and the pink jerseys. I mean, like, it's fucking football. Why isn't it about ball cancer?
Yeah, or prostate cancer
or
something.
Get down to it.
Yeah, it's some of the rule changes are just maddening. It's something that irritates me so much, I don't even want to get into it right now. But
like, how after a touchdown, everyone has to call their mom?
Well, like, you know, when you can't grab your crotch, go under the end zone without a 15-yard penalty, what world do we live in?
That is true.
It's a good point, Jeff. It's a good point.
I mean, this is like Russia, the freaking early 1900s here. This is communism at its best. I mean, come on.
All right, Jeff.
4 months on them.
If you can, just give the show's name again, all the Twitter handles, the URLs, all that, so our listeners can get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, it's you can find me on Facebook at The Great Babu. That is my kind of Twitter handle and my Facebook page. You know, you can shoot me questions. You can make fun of me. I don't really care.
How do you spell that?
It's B-O-B-B-O-O.
Okay.
The Great Babu. And we're another effing podcast. We're on every Tuesday night. You can definitely check out Izzy Presley's page and another effing podcast page on Facebook. And like I said, it's been fun being on your show. And like I said, I like your website.
Oh, thanks, man. I'll be honest. You carried the show. We kind of had shit to do today, and you called in, and pretty much we did the entire thing with you. So hey, it works for me.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, Jeff. Thanks again, buddy. We're going to hang up and wrap up this one.
Have a good one.
You too. Right,
thanks, man.
Yep, see ya.
There. I'm not even going to edit. That's how tired we are. I'm beat as shit, man.
Yeah, it's late, but...
I like Jeff, man. He's a good egg.
Yeah. It's so hard to... Like, whenever I talk to somebody who has a strong accent like that, it's so hard to... keep yourself from saying anything about it, but I make sure not to because I know that they probably hear it nonstop.
I wanted to come back with accent shit too. You beat me to it when he was spelling out Babu. He's like B O B O O. It sounded like he's coming. I love it.
You've made a lot of sexual references tonight.
Oh my
god, what's going on?
Nothing. I wish I could even say I was pent up, but I did my sad little 15-minute session earlier today. So
15 minutes. That's quick.
Yeah, I've been cutting down lately. Well, I don't, probably should have been for Papa's Basement, not the Papa's Football Podcast, but I've abandoned the porn the last couple of days.
Really?
And, like, dude, without porn, you just realize, like, you can see yourself for what you're doing, and you're just in a darkened room with your dick in your hand. You're
dang,
like,
man.
This needs to end fast.
Wait, so how long have you been doing that?
Like 3 days now.
Wow.
But, yeah, I've been meditating, and, like, out of nowhere, like, about 10 days into meditating, like, I just don't want to look at porn.
Dang, man.
It's really weird.
It
freaks me out more than it even freaks you out hearing it.
Well, I'm interested to, you got to be honest with us and tell us when you relapse.
Oh, I mean, like, I already looked at a bit of it during the session. Uh-huh. It just wasn't like full time. It was like for about 30 seconds. So I was like, no, still don't want to look at this. Don't worry.
We'll see.
I'll relapse by the Super Bowl. There, it all tied into football. I guess, we're all picking the Patriots?
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
What are you doing for the game, by the way?
You know Luke Thomas?
Oh, fuck you, big time. Fuck you.
Why is that big time?
Yeah, I know Luke.
I don't know. I mean, you're not an MMA fan. I don't know.
No, we both talked about working with Luke.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm bad. Yeah, I'm going to his house.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be me and like a bunch of people he does
jiu-jitsu
with.
You, him, and his fucking gray beard.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Going to my friend's grandma's basement.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
man, I love
exactly.
That place.
It's tight.
Cool, man.
Well, I hope you enjoy the game. And everyone, I thank you for tuning in to another Papa's Football Podcast. The show's site, pfpod.com. I live tweet games, so I'll be live tweeting the Super Bowl. I guess that's the last of the season at papasbasement.com. Othello, are you going to do any live tweeting?
Maybe like one or two tweets about commercials. So... don't follow me. It's probably not going to be
at
good for
Othello
your feed.
BT, big time. Othello BT. Also, check us out on Papa's Basement in papasbasement.com. You can find both of these podcasts, Papa's Football Podcast and Papa's Basement, on the podcast app on any iDevice. as well as the Stitcher app, which you can use if you're a Droid user, because you are, one, a nerd, two, foreign, or three, broke. And I guess that is it. We are out of here.
All righty.